Welcome to another In Wheel Time podcast, a 30-minute mini version of the In Wheel Time car show that airs live every Saturday morning, 8 to 11 a.m. Central. Welcome to the In Wheel Time car talk show. Coming up, looking for a summer road trip? Corky Coker joins us to talk about the Chattanooga Motor Car Festival. Conrad has the car clinic. We'll have this week's auto news just ahead. Howdy, along with Mike Out of This World Mars, King Conrad DeLong, we need more Jeff Zeke, and I'm Don Armstrong. Glad you could join us on this Saturday, where our live show originates on a Saturday morning studio telecast.
Studio A.
Yeah, it's old Studio A. I'm glad you could join us. And also joining us this morning, I don't know where he's not in Chattanooga, is my guess. Corky Coker, Chattanooga Motor Car Festival, and I think a tire entrepreneur. Corky, good morning.
I love it.
Good morning. How are you guys?
Well, we're doing great. It's good to have you with us. Did I get all that correct ahead of schedule?
Well, yeah, but I am in Chattanooga. I'm right here at world famous Honest Charlie Speed Shop and the home of the Coker Museum, and I have a farm just south of us in Wildwood, and the internet's a little spotty sometimes, so I came here so I could see your pretty faces.
Oh, beautiful. Hope we didn't disappoint.
Well, I will tell you that I have been through Chattanooga a couple of times in my life, and it is probably one of the most beautiful places on the in the United States and on Earth, actually. It's absolutely gorgeous there.
We enjoy it here. It's a wonderful place. And, you know, my friends Byron and Ken DeFore and I and a number of other folks on the staff of the Motor Car Festival decided we wanted to share this wonderful community and this wonderful town with the world. And 3 years ago, well, in 2019, I guess, we had our inaugural Chattanooga Motor Car Festival event. It was a rousing success, despite the fact that we bumped heads up with Hershey Swap Meet, which was a pretty bad decision at the start. But now we're the 12th through 15th, I believe, of October. And we're going after, in this year, in 2022, we're going after our third annual event. It is an amazing, fun time.
When did you say it's coming up? In October?
Yeah, in October. We're the week after Hershey Big Swap Meet in Pennsylvania.
Oh, my God. So you get to see the season change. You get to see the leaves. Absolutely beautiful.
Great road trip.
Yep.
Yeah.
It is beautiful. You know, Don, a lot of us people in Chattanooga say God lives here, but I'm not him. But it is so beautiful here. You know, we got rivers, we got mountains, we've got cars. We build cars here. Obviously, Volkswagen has a major plant here, and there are a bunch of car folks in Chattanooga, Tennessee.
Well, it's beautiful, and I know that the last time that we talked about the Chattanooga Motor Car Festival 3 years ago, we talked about all of the different things, and it's a rather unique event, and I think Motor Car Festival kind of sums it all up. It's a car show. There's a concours. There's all these different things that you guys have put together that really makes it unique.
Yeah, it is an amazing event. We do, and also we've got Mecum coming again this year. They had a huge rousing success. In fact, the fire marshal shut the entry into the event down because it had so many people there. And my friend Dana said that they had about an 88% sell through, lots of wonderful cars. That happens earlier in the week. We have a concourse on Sunday, some amazing cars from all over the world. Last year we had some of the greats, of the Ferraris. This year we've got some surprises happening as well. I had a number of brass cars out in my vintage race cars. And recently we just signed on with Tony Perella and SVRA. As you well know, they are 45-year-old racing management association sanctioning body. And they're going to be sanctioning and running the racing at the Jim Pace Grand Prix, which is right in downtown Chattanooga. That's one of the fun things about our festival, guys, is that it's right downtown. So mom can come, wife can come, she can go shopping, go to restaurants, and
dad can hang out with all the car people.
Kids too.
Yep. Absolutely. That sounds like a fun event.
And with it, it's 4 days, 3 days, 4 days.
Yeah, it's actually 4 days We do some test track time on Thursday. We're racing Friday and Saturday. The Mecum event is earlier in the week as well. We have a rally and then the concourse on Sunday, which is an amazing event. And it's all for raising money for the Neurosight Center at CHI Memorial. We raise a pretty good amount of money. It benefits a charity, but as you well know, an event like that comes downtown. It benefits the city, and Chattanoogans love it. Chattanoogans love it, and we do this race right in downtown Chattanooga. We added about half a mile to the race course this year, so it's about 2.25 miles long. Goes partly on city streets and partly on private property. It is an amazing event. I myself race some early brass cars with some ragtime racers. My friend Brian Blaine and his crew from out in California come, and we get some of these early brass cars and go head to head. And it's a crowd favorite. The people really love seeing these things going. This last year we had our 1911 Marmon Wasp, which is an exact replica of the winner of the first Indy 500.
Wow.
Against the 1911 Lozier that Ralph Mulford drove in 1911. We burned up the track, doing about 50 miles an hour.
And I'm sure the crowds get really involved in it, because it's amazing to see how fast those early cars would go, considering the original lack of safety features the cars had on them,
leather
and
helmet.
How beautiful and how different each car was. It wasn't like today where it's a template and they all look the same. Cars back then not only looked that much different, but they sounded that much different.
Back when, guys, that they had, they had some camphor oil in those things, so they all smoked. And, it's fun. This last year, I remember in one of the chicanes in my 1911 Mercer raceabout, I got that puppy sideways.
Oh.
And, so I was drifting. How many people have you ever seen that drift in a 1911 Mercer raceabout?
Just you.
And knew where to get the tires after you burned the tires off.
See, I wasn't worrying about wearing out those tires. That's for sure, Connor. This year, by the way, we've got lots of celebrities coming. My friend Justin Bale will be broadcasting his torch show live stream from Chattanooga. He'll be there. Wayne Carini's there, who has mustache.
Yeah.
He says, "No, I've got the first best mustache, Porky, because you've got a goatee now." But I'll be there. Tom Carter is there. Elaine DeCadney, Ray Evernham. Tanner Faust is coming.
Oh, Ken wow. Rose. I think he knows
Brian
how to drift
Redmond,
a little bit.
Bill Rothermel, Keith Martin, Lynn St. James, Linda Vaughn, and Mike Tilson.
Wow, Lynn St. James.
Linda Vaughn, Miss Hurst Oldsmobile.
Yeah, Lynn St. James, yeah.
Well, Miss Hurst. Yeah. She wasn't. Think of the history of cars that you're bringing there, not just the cars, but the people as well. I know Ray Evernham is quite passionate about vintage cars and has quite a collection.
Yeah, he's
of
got
his
a
own.
Few, right.
He's got a few less. He just sold about 10 or 15 or so on Mecum the other day in Indy, and it did pretty well. I think that was an exciting time. By the way, he's bringing for the 2022 Chattanooga Motor Car Festival, he's bringing some stock car greats. We're going to surprise the crowd with that, and there'll be a stock car class in our racing. There's several classes, obviously my brass class, up to 1920, sports and racing cars, 20 to 54, sports GT cars, 72 to pre-72, sports and GT cars over 72, open wheel formula, Sports GT 73 to 2000 or 1999, and then stock cars.
You got the whole gamut.
Stock cars were all originated here in Southeast Tennessee and Western North Carolina, North Georgia.
So with all these classes, is there going to be racing? Is rubbing? Is there going to be any rubbing on that track?
Probably not a lot.
Any swapping, paint swapping?
Yeah.
Well, you know, we all have testosterone. Come on, guys. We're all going to get out there and say, no, we're going to be nice. We're going to do that. But you get out there and you say, dang, that guy passed me. I'm not going to let him pass me. And here I go.
Well, and the beauty of it is this is all fundraising. And yes, the automotive community nationwide has a very philanthropic heart, because so many people do fundraising for various charities, but your charity for the CHI Memorial Neuroscience Innovation Foundation is very, very specific to the Chattanooga area.
Yeah, that's absolutely the case. You know, Byron DeFore hooked up with Brian Johnson from AC/DC, and they started this 50 plus foundation to raise money. And they've, you know, given millions of dollars actually for autism research and neuroscience research. And Dr. Thomas Devlin is running that neuroscience center at CHI Memorial, and they're doing some good stuff. We're going to try to get away with this do away with this Alzheimer's mess that, you know, I don't see too many dark haired guys there.
No,
you're looking a little too close there.
We're all culpable or possible to have that stuff.
Yeah, so absolutely.
And Brian Johnson's a big car guy.
And they're learning more and more about it each day because there are people out there that are doing this type of research that requires the kind of funding that you guys are going to help bring.
So I wanted to ask, how are you guys handling, you know, folks like me, or, you know, our viewers, as far as trying to get a hotel reservation and get more informed about the actual event itself, maybe even be involved in maybe one or two events that you've got offered?
Well, we have a great website, and we're opening up the tickets. You know, it's $119 for the 3-day event. It's at ChattanoogaMotorCar.com. For all the info, it'll give you the rooms or the hotels, and it'll give you the lay of the land. You need to think about coming. Chattanooga is a really friendly place. People look at you and smile. You know, we taught you guys in Texas how to do that. We sent Davy Crockett and Andrew Johnson and those boys.
The volunteer state.
But we're all friends, and we talk alike, us Tennesseans and Texans, don't we?
Yes, we do, as a matter of fact.
Yeah, I've already posted links to the Chattanooga Motor Car event.
Thank you, brother.
So people can get on and look at the accommodations, information about application, Mecum auctions and stuff, how to get involved, and how to give.
So are there going to be food trucks or vendors selling wares and things, merchandise?
Well, that's one of the, yes, there will be food trucks at the racetrack, but it's within walking distance of right downtown, but there's all kinds of restaurants.
There you go.
So, you know, it's not like going to a big golf course and you can only, you know, go up to the food tent and
for that $18 beer, they sold
$27 hamburger.
I'm concerned that there won't be enough
restaurants in downtown Chattanooga, right next to shopping places for the wife to go.
Very cool.
It's a really fun time for families, and we've got Haggerty coming with their kids' corners, and we've got, you know, just tremendous amount of momentum, and people, their ears were tingling and their eyebrows raised when we first came out, and everybody said, we're coming next year. We're going to be back. And we're really enjoying wild success.
Plenty of moonshine.
Yeah. But you can't tell anybody that you come down here and get it. Though.
Yeah, we promise not to
fill the trunk up.
Before we let you go, how's the tire business?
Well, let me tell you something. Last business I had was really, really pretty good. Tire business is really good. You know, supply line issues are, continuing to plague just about every industry. Mm-hmm. You know, here at Honest Charlie, we're also restoring cars. We're building, we've got a 1937, Cord, Westchester in the shop.
Oh, wow.
We've got lots of people, over 200 people coming through the Coker Museum here. Seeing all of our fun stuff. You can see the Coker tire booth at all the Mecum auctions. So we appreciate all the our friends in the car hobby that are out there wearing tires out and enjoying their families in their collector cars and going to race events, because you know car people are the best people in the world, aren't they?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Yep. And if you want that vintage tire that matches your vintage car, Coker's the only choice out there. You guys offer such a full range of the wide whites that Don runs on his 2001 Corvette, but also the vintage motorcycle tires that you guys offer. Cool to have that range available at one location, one website.
I've also
posted your website on our
How about some
media.
Firestone wide ovals or some Goodrich TAs or something?
Oh yeah, TAs.
They make.
You know, we brought back the wide ovals. We used the original molds and the fiberglass belted wide ovals, and for those guys that were restoring the cars and wanting them to be concourse ready. But a number of years ago, I developed a mold that looks just like the Bi-Ply, but it is a radial tire. It's got the raised solid letters and the Firestone wide ovals, and those are big sellers. We also did red lines and pinstripe whites, and they're fun stuff. By the way, I want you to know, Don, that you know, for years, I had and still have a number of cars, but I never had a Corvette. And it wasn't that I was against them. I wasn't against them by no means, but I just recently picked up a really pristine Chery 1967 four-speed 327, 300 horsepower roadster. And it is a fun piece. I get out and let it blow my hair and my wind and, I mean, wind in my hair. And,
there you go.
And, you know, it's a lot of fun.
And it attracts lots of attention from everybody. Yes.
What color is it?
It's not emerald green, but it's a little bit lighter green. I forget what Chevrolet called that.
I remember what
I should know, but I don't.
That's all right. That is a beautiful car. You don't see that color that often.
Particularly on that year model.
Yep. Well, Corky, it is so good to talk to you. We really appreciate the time you took with us this morning. When is the event? October what?
It's October 12th through 15th.
All right.
15th, second weekend in October. Come to Chattanooga. We love having our friends from all over the world come to enjoy Chattanooga. It's the dynamo of Dixie. It's the greatest mid-sized city. We got just everything going on. So come down and have a great time with us and help us raise money for a good cause.
Well, I'm taking the Corvette out these days, and I'm thinking, well, that'll be a good road trip
that
for me.
Be.
Yeah.
And if you can't make it, you can go to the link we've got on our social media and just make a donation to them. They have a donation page, a giving page set up as well.
Corky Coker, thank you again, sir.
Thank you, guys.
Appreciate
you having me on. God bless you, and I hope you have a really wonderful day.
You too,
thank you, sir.
What a great interview. Love that.
Yeah.
And if you'd like
very passionate.
We'd love to hear from you. Just shoot us an email. The address is info@inwheeltime.com. Time now for Conrad's Car Clinic. You know, we've kind of missed the car clinic. And I know that you always have.
You don't like the way I was doing it?
Well,
come on.
What are you trying to say here?
Well, yeah, but he embellishes.
Oh.
Just a little. Carbon deposits are inevitable, and many automotive professionals don't really take care of them and don't take them seriously. And because carbon, they think that carbon buildup inside of an engine is just kind of natural for it to happen. But when it gets left untreated, carbon buildup can cost the vehicle owner a lot of money at the gas pump because it'll interfere with performance and economy. But it can also lead to expensive labor-intensive repairs to clean that carbon up. So basically, what are carbon deposits? Carbon deposits in an internal combustion engine. There, it's a harmful substance that forms on the inside surfaces of an engine, in the crankcase, on the pistons and the piston ring, on the intake valves, as well as internally and externally on the fuel injectors. The substance is formed when oil or oil vapor and fuel react with a hot surface and they begin to oxidize. So if you kind of looked at what is oxidation, oil and fuel are a hydrocarbon. So if you looked at that hydrocarbon as a Pac-Man, and the oxygen molecule, the Pac-Man eats the oxygen molecule, that's oxidation.
Can I see that,
that again? Yeah, I want to see
that again. Let me see that again. This goes right in there like
and
that.
It eats the oxygen. That's oxidation. And
shut
that's,
up.
And that's when,
that's what you young kids
things
are
turn
now.
Things turn dark and change color. It changes viscosity. All of these are ever present in internal combustion engines, but the science behind it is the formation of this oxidation as it goes over a period of time becomes polymerization. Now, Don, you still wear your polymer jumpsuit from the 70s. I've seen you post pictures of it.
That's right. The dark green bell bottoms.
But polymerization is when these oxidized molecules connect together, kind of like Lego blocks connect together and become what's called a long chain molecule structure. And that is what deposits on the surface of things. You might see it as varnish or gum, and eventually it leads to sludge. In reality, those deposits reduce efficiency inside your engine and can mechanically hinder the engine performance, you know, clogging those little oil micropassages that are in there for the variable valve timing or the displacement on demand systems. You know, most people think that modern engines are much more efficient, and modern engines are more efficient, but here are some of the facts about the modern internal combustion engines. When the internal combustion engine is its most efficient is when it's clean. In this case, they're not talking about measuring miles per gallon. They're talking about torque produced by a given air-fuel mixture under a specific engine load and speed. I think we're going to have somebody on a little bit later talking about dynamometers. And that conversation we'll talk, because they want to measure the brake-specific fuel consumption. So how do you determine, are you losing fuel performance because of carbon deposits? That's one of the measurements that would you use. Simply put, internal combustion engine is more efficient at low speeds and high load situations, and the brake-specific fuel consumption is going to be slightly different across each engine family, but the proper tuning of that engine is going to have an effect on that, and we'll tie back in with that with an interview we have a little bit later in the day. But
cool.
In a nutshell, carbon deposits are bad inside your engine. They're bad inside the crankcase. They're bad on the tip of the fuel injector, because that's the carbonization as the hydrocarbon eats the oxygen molecule.
Oh, that's what you say.
I used to cry after playing Pac-Man.
Pac-Man. So here's my carbon removal experience working at Richardson Chevrolet.
Oh, here we go.
Which, by the way, George sent a picture of the brand new Richardson Chevrolet back in the 1960s, early 60s. Anyway, I get sidetracked.
Easily. Squirrel.
So, little old lady has a, 8-year-old Chevrolet, drives it back and forth to the grocery store and church, and that's it.
Never been over 2,000 RPM.
It's never been over 2,000 RPM. It's just not running right. Well, all of a sudden, on the main line in the dealership, in the service department, they've got her car, the hood is up, and the mechanic is in there revving the engine, and here comes all the soot coming out of the back end of the car, and he revs that thing up. I thought it was going to explode, and he dumps in water in the carburetor. Oh, my God. The whole shop was filled with carbon coming out of the exhaust system on this car. And I don't know how it ran afterwards. I think he had to
probably ran better.
Oh, yeah. A lot better, yeah. After he changed the spark plugs. And I would imagine that it was truly an event to see the entire huge shop filled with all this ugly carbon that was wafting through the air in here.
Probably not the safest way to do it for the engine, but today they have different chemistry that'll go in and do that. But, you know, I see, you know, people doing the decarbonizing using our products, the BG stuff, and you still see that smoke can come out. And that is truly just all of that carbon coming out of the system that are going through the exhaust.
We use transmission fluid instead of water.
I was thinking the same thing.
Yeah, see, yeah, great minds think alike.
Well, your minds think alike. I don't know if I'd put the word great on that anywhere.
Elon, I've got a couple stories making auto news headlines.
Yep.
Tesla CEO Elon Musk has a quote-unquote super bad feeling, end quote, about the economy and wants to cut about 10% of jobs worldwide at the automaker, he said in an email to executives seen by Reuters. The message sent on Thursday entitled "Pause All Hiring Worldwide" came 2 days after the billionaire told staff to return to the workplace or get out.
Yeah, I love that.
It adds to a growing chorus of warnings from business leaders about the risks of recession. Tesla employs almost 100,000 people at the company and its subsidiaries at the end of 2021, according to its annual SEC filing. Musk has warned in recent weeks about the risk of recession, but his email ordering a hiring freeze and staff cuts was the most direct and high-profile message of its kind from the head of the automaker. Inflation in the U.S. is hovering at 40-year highs and has caused a jump in the cost of living for Americans. While the Federal Reserve faces the difficult task of dampening demand enough to curb inflation while not causing a recession. And little expansion here on the get-out thing. He told that he has had it with this whole working-from-home business. He said Tuesday to everybody at his electric car company, elaborating on an earlier missive to executive staff about the need to be in the office. Employees at numerous companies used to work from home or hybrid policies have revolted against RTO policies and long commutes. Everyone at Tesla is required to spend a minimum of 40 hours in the office per week, he wrote in an email titled, "To be super clear." Moreover, the office must be where your actual colleagues are located, not some remote pseudo-office. If you don't show up, we'll assume you have resigned.
Oh.
Bloomberg confirmed that Tesla employees received the email on Wednesday morning. Good for you.
Now, isn't this he's buying Twitter?
Well, that's
he's setting the standards for it.
Well,
now it has
that.
Nothing to do with that. It has to
I
do
think
with
it does.
Going to work and putting in your 40 hours.
Well,
Twitter, that's where it is, because back in the late 80s, early 90s, AT&T was a big proponent. They built out their network. Oh, you can work from anywhere. You know, they did all that stuff. They figured out by 2000, they were losing productivity, and they made us all come back in to an office, because just like the four of us sitting here,
clock in and clock out.
Well, yeah, because the interaction between us, you lose that.
Well, I'm back to the Twitter thing. He's setting that up because all of them work satellite remotely. He wants to bring them back into the building.
That's quick break now. Yeah. You're on the In Wheel Time Car Talk Show.
Father's Day weekend, Saturday, June 18th, 2022. It's the next Tailpipes and Tacos cruise in, and you're invited. Tailpipes and Tacos Father's Day edition will be at the same Loopy Tortilla in Katy, 8 to 11 a.m. on Saturday, June 18th. It's the only place cruisers compete for trophies and other prizes. Enter your vehicle for best hot rod, best classic, and best modern classic. Tailpipes and Tacos is Houston's coolest cruise-in and is your opportunity to see the best hot rods, show cars, classics, and resto mods, and get Loopy Tortilla breakfast, tacos, and adult beverages. There's no entry fee, and cars will automatically compete for custom Loopy trophies and other prizes. It all happens at the Loopy Tortilla Tex-Mex in Katy on the Grand Parkway at Kingsland Boulevard, just south of I-10. Kick off summer with Tailpipes and Tacos Father's Day edition, Saturday, June 18th. The In Real Time Car Talk Show will be there too. Celebrate Father's Day, the start of summer, and the return of Tailpipes and Tacos, Saturday morning, June 18th, 8 to 11. We'll see you then, weather permitting. Want to take a minute to tell you about Gulf Coast Auto Shield, a Houston detail company like no other. Gulf Coast Auto Shield offers paint correction services that'll give your car, truck, or SUV a like-new shine. Afterwards, you'll want to protect it with a professionally installed nano-ceramic coating or protection film. Worried about your very expensive windshield getting damaged, broken, or cracked? Let Gulf Coast Auto Shield install ExoShield, a windshield protection film. Give John Gray a call today or check out their website, gcautoshield.com. Hey, whether you own a new, ultra-expensive, exotic, or a 5-year-old Suburban,
Gulf Coast Auto Shield will help keep your investment looking like the day it rolled off the assembly line. Gulf Coast Auto Shield is conveniently located on the South Sam Houston Parkway, just south of I-69, the Southwest Freeway. Meet the staff and check out all of their services online right now at gcautoshield.com. The In Wheel Time Car Talk Show is now part of the iHeart family. Now you'll have access to 24/7 Car Talk anytime you need a fix. Just download the iHeart Radio app and ask for In Wheel Time Car Talk, and there we are. Be sure to save us in your iHeart library for instant access. No matter where you are, you have the best car talk show right on your PC, laptop, or mobile device, and never have to worry about finding us again. Of course, you can always get access to our video and audio streams via InWheelTime.com and your favorite podcast channel, and all of this is free to you. From the iHeartRadio app, you'll not only hear our Saturday morning live show, but the best shows of the past, updated weekly. Never miss a minute of up-to-date new car reviews, pre-owned reviews, Conrad's Car Clinic, informative interviews, automotive news, and the most fun car talk show on the planet. Just download the iHeartRadio app, search for In Wheel Time Car Talk, save it to your library, and with a tap of the icon, you'll be in touch with your favorite car talk team. In Wheel Time Car Talk, streaming now on iHeart.com/InWheelTimeCarTalk. That's it for this podcast episode of the In Wheel Time Car Show. I'm Don Armstrong, inviting you to join us for our live show every Saturday morning, 8 to 11 a.m. Central on Facebook, YouTube, Twitch, and our InWheelTime.com website. Podcasts are available on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, iHeart Podcast, Podcast Addict, TuneIn, Pandora, and Amazon Music. Keep listening, and we'll see you soon.